Can you believe this is our ninth on the air meeting? The first one was March 19th of this year, and I took over the net that night. Your net control this evening is KD8IIB. My name is Kevin, and I'm in Grove City. The format of tonight's meeting will be similar to what we do in person meetings. In fact, I'm going to play a little game tonight, kind of. We will go around the room and ever have everybody introduce themselves, stating their call sign phonetically and giving their name. And then we'll go to the leadership team for announcements, and then anybody else with announcements after that. We'll start our check-ins this evening and see how many people remember that the meeting starts at 7:30 tonight instead of 8. And we'll start in the northeast side of the room. Stations in the northeast side, please call.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
NA8L, November Alpha 8, Lima, Terry.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Papa, Bob.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
Well, so far we had four people sitting up in that side of the room and one person who had just carrier. But we saw KA8RLC, Cal, NA8L, Terry, KD8SYP, Bob, and KD8RTP, John. And the others, Northeast.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name here is Daniel.
Good evening, Daniel. KD8OFT. Anybody else? Northeast. Let's move on down to the southeast side of the room. Anybody in the southeast, please call. KD8IIB.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
Kilo Charlie Mike Whiskey. KB8CMW, Paul.
Whiskey 8, Sierra Golf, Mike. W8STM, Mike.
KD8SYT, Lynn, KB8YVI, Phil, KB8CMW, Paul, and just be advised you broke up in the beginning, and W8SGM, Mike. Anybody else? Southeast. If memory serves me right, and we're in the assessment room, that's over there where the tornado map is. Okay, Southwest, please call.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Whiskey Romeo, Bob.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo Bravo 8. Yankee Mike November, KB8YMN Mark.
Kilo Delta 8,
Kilo Sierra India KBA KSI Holly.
November 8, Uniform Tango India NAUTI Ed. Good evening, Bob, W8RWR, Denny, KD8WQY, Mark, KB8YMN, Holly, KD8KSI, and Ed, N8UTI. Anybody else? Southwest.
Kilo, Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-ray, Jim.
Kilo Delta 8 Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey KD8YFW testing.
Okay, we are KD8HPX Jim and KD8YFW Terry. And Terry, you're on the opposite side of the room from where you usually sit. KD8IAB. One more call, Southwest. Okay, now we'll call for the Northwest side. Please call, KD8IAB.
This is Kilo Echo, number 8, off the Uniform Papa. This is KD8.
Kilo Echo 8. Alpha November Whiskey, Brian, KE8ANW.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee, N8SEY, Sharon.
Kilo Juliet 8, Alpha Mike, KG8AM, name is Kevin.
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, AD8CM, Marcel.
Kilo 8, Alpha Bravo X-ray, K8ABX, Andre.
OUP Parker, KE8ANW Brian, N8SEY Sharon, KJ8AM Kevin, AD8CM Marcel, and K8ABX Andre. Good evening to all of you. Anybody else? Northwest.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, Frank KWP.
Recognize NAPJF Mark and KOVP Frank. One last call, Northwest. Okay, any stations outside the county or outside the room, I guess I should say, standing out in the hallway. Any stations outside, please call KD8IIB. We got a good turnout, being that we started at 7:30. We'll do another check-in later if any in case anybody is checking in late. But in the meantime, we'll go back to the announcements. Let's see. I guess I'll start first since I'm at the top of the list on my sign-in sheet here. Upcoming Nets, next week, November 25th, N8YMT, J. December 2nd, KA8RLC, Cal. December 9th, KE8ANW, Brian. December 16th will be our in-person, on-air, I'm sure, again.
December 23rd, KB8YMN Mark, and December 30th, N8YMTJ once again. Like I said before, it's our ninth on-air meeting, believe it or not. Any questions for KD8IIB? Okay, well, Cal, we'll put you next on the list since you checked in on the northeast there first.
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening to the net. This is K8RLC. Well, once again, nothing particular to report in the world of events coming up. Obviously, our plan to get together for December for in place that we normally do in place of the in-person for our party will not be taking place this year, so we'll just go with the regular net that week. And looking to the future, it looks like a lot of the organizations coming up for in the spring and summer activities are starting to put out their schedules, and they're getting them on, and they're planning to go ahead with events. And I think they're doing a lot of planning of being able to do it with the proper social distancing and other activities. So we may see some activities coming up in the springtime. With that, I'll give it back to you, Kevin, K8RLC.
Okay, anybody with any questions for Cal? Moving on, in the order of the check-ins anyway, I believe the next one would be probably Ed. Any UTI, anything on the database side or anything like that you want to mention?
Nothing I can think of at this time. N8UTI.
Okay. Marcel, hate to put you on the spot, but wondering if you have any anything you'd like to say regarding COVID or anything like that.
Oh, COVID is still in town, and the numbers are high and increasing. Our hospitals are stressed and as full as they've been with as many patients as we've had. It's absolutely been amazing. I understand the city and the county and the state are putting in new suggestions or restrictions on trying to reduce contacts between people, which is a good idea and so far still the best we can do. A couple of vaccines are newly reported to having some good success, some clinical efficacy that may be as good as or better than the annual flu vaccine. Still waiting to hear about side effects and toxicities of these and when they'll be available. This is 88CM.
Okay, I'm sitting here next to Holly, and she just got out the book, so I'll hand the mic to her and let her at least talk about Amazon and Kroger and stuff like that.
Wanted to remind people as we head awfully close to December, Amazon Smile is still out there. Remember, if you're going to order online, if you use Smile, and this, they'll give a percent of what you're purchasing back to our group. And also thank you to the, I know there's a few extra people that have signed up for the with the Kroger Plus card. If you have a Kroger Plus card, it's very easy, doesn't cost you anything, and money comes back to our group for that also. So just a reminder, Kroger and Amazon Smile. KD8KSI.
Okay, and I think, I have to double check, but I think I got an email sometime today from Amazon saying that during December they're increasing the percentage that they give. I believe I saw something about that, but that's just something to keep in mind, too. Okay, let's take another round of check-ins and see if anybody else is coming in now. KD8, I have another round of check-ins, please.
Whiskey 8 Romeo Victor, W8RV, Ken, Northwest.
Okay, Ken, got you in the Northwest. W8RV, thanks for checking in and welcome. Anybody else? Any other check-ins? Some of the other leadership team people check in, so I can't go to them for announcements. So I will open the announcements up to anybody that would like to bring up any business or mention anything on the net for the good of the group. Please call KD8IIB.
OVP.
All I got was the very end, but I believe that was Frank. K8OVP, if that was, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand that a relative qualified for the Boston Marathon, so maybe there will be some things interesting this summer. I did read in QST there was something about a dog race up in Maine, but I figured it was... about minus 20 to plus 20 was the normal temperature range. So, shouldn't be too much of a virus there, hi.
Yeah, I would guess not. Maybe they could use those temperatures to store the vaccines, hi. Anybody else with anything for the net? Now, this could end up being one of our shortest nets ever. Was hoping we could extend it to at least till 8 o'clock so anybody that forgot that we started at 7:30 would check in. But I think majority of the people that normally check in on the Wednesday night nets have checked in tonight, so that's good. Any additional check-ins, any additional business, speak now.
KE8ILF, Jim, Northeast.
Okay, Jim, KE8ILF, got you in the Northeast. Thanks for checking in. Welcome. Anybody else?
This is KEAOUP, Parker. I don't know if it's been discussed earlier tonight, but there is a new lockdown that is coming Friday, I think, as of 6 p.m., 8 p.m. Maybe we announced that earlier, I'm not 100% sure. But it's an advisory, not an actual lockdown, for what it's worth, period. Over.
Yeah, thanks, Parker. Yeah, there's a couple things going on. Friday at 6 p.m. statewide, they were called it a slowdown, curfew basically, starting Thursday at 10 p.m. actually, there's a curfew, and then a county, Franklin County, has issued an advisory starting Friday at 6 p.m. It's basically a please stay at home order, I guess was what I'd call it. They're saying, you know, if you don't have to go out, don't go out, and that's basically it. Anybody else with questions, comments, anything for the net, please call.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot, Whiskey, Terry, Northeast, just doing a check-in.
Go Bucks, W8RWR.
Yeah, Terry, I got you when you checked in on the Southwest, and that's why I made the comment. I said, you're on the opposite side of the room where you usually are.
That's affirmative. I am in the, southeast corner of the room at the moment.
You must be mobile because you moved from the southwest to the southeast. You must be mobile.
I am, 1 foot in front of the other.
Okay. I was going to say, because usually, lately, I haven't been able to check in from the northeast. I haven't been able to hit the repeater, but you did. And you're right, Bob. Go Bucks. Anybody else with any comments, suggestions, questions, anything for the net, please call KD8IIB.
This is KD8OFC. I noticed they didn't do the siren test on Veterans Day. Any comment on that?
And who is that?
This is KD8OFT, Daniel here.
Oh, Daniel, and you're wondering about the siren tests? We can let Terry talk about that.
Well, they held it today, but they didn't. They decided not to do it on Veterans Day. Didn't tell me why or even tell me anything about it. I just saw I think it was a Facebook post is what I saw on it. Probably just a way of honoring veterans. Katie, I hope you're listening.
This is W8STM. Veterans Day was a federal holiday, so I'm sure they weren't in to push the button. W8STM.
Actually, it's all automatic these days. You don't even have to be in there to push the button, so to speak. It's done by the computer.
Yeah, maybe the computer took the day off. They did still do the radio test, though, I know, because I was in the middle of a nap, and my weather radio went off and woke me up. Okay, anybody else with any comments, questions, or anything for the net, please call KD8IIB.
This is KD8HVX. I'm on Amazon Smile right now trying to figure out how to sign up for Aries. And first question is select your charity. So what does Amazon Smile think our charity is called?
Okay, Tim, we're still listed there as the Central Ohio Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Inc.
Thank you so much, sir. KD8HVX, clear.
You're welcome, Jim. Anybody else?
AVDMW.
AB8MW, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't hear anybody mention the little exercise here last weekend with the American Red Cross and sending Winlink messages. I heard that Central Ohio preliminary results were outstanding. Say good job to everybody. AB8MW.
I thought the local Red Cross Columbus chapter or Franklin County chapter wasn't participating in that, but yeah, a lot of hams, I think, still did. Cal, you know anything more about that?
Not really. I don't think there was any necessarily official traffic generated out of here, but there was traffic that got passed up along to the various bulletin boards and stuff around to get back to stuff. So there was representation from the area.
Copy that. Maybe more people participated because there wasn't any Ohio State game that day. But luckily we have one this weekend. And Jim, were you able to find the charity on there?
I did. Central Ohio Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Inc. Located in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. So I appreciate that. Thank you. I will get signed up, and hopefully it'll help us with money to use for whatever we're going to do in the future. Thank you so much. KD8HVX clear.
And thank you for signing up. I will say Amazon doesn't give a huge percentage like the Kroger Plus card does. They give a pretty good percentage. We get a lot of money from them. Amazon's not a huge percentage of sales, but every little bit helps. In fact, we just got an Amazon donation, I think, in the past couple days or the week or so, or maybe that was Kroger. Stand by. Around November 10th, it looks like we did get a donation from Amazon Smile. It was only $12, but hey, every little bit helps. $12.69.
So, when I go to Kroger to sign up, is it the same name?
You say smile.amazon.com. And not everything on Amazon is eligible for the Smile donation. However, many things are, so we definitely appreciate it, especially with the holidays coming up. If you're going to order stuff instead of going to the store, please use smile.amazon.com. And if you're going to the store, shop at Kroger, KDIB, anybody else.
Yeah, Kevin, this is KD8HVX again. And so when I go to Kroger to sign up, is it the same name?
That's affirmative, Jim. We are working on changing on both of those to Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, but right now on both of those, it's still Central Ohio.
Thank you very much, sir. KD8HVX clear.
Yeah, you just have to register your plus card, and we do have it. If you can't find it under that, we do have a number, I can't think of what they call it, but I can look that up if you need it. Oh, we have it right here, I hear. I just keep making Holly get the book back out. Stand by. Okay, our Kroger number, you can look it up by that also, is TT, that's Tango Golf 102. TG102, and that's on the Kroger Plus card. That's the group number.
Thanks so much, sir. Tango Golf 102 for Kroger. And I'm going to go sign up for that also. We seem to be doing a lot of in both of those areas right now because we don't really want to go out. So hopefully you'll help us. But thank you so much. 888 clear.
Okay, Jim. Just so everybody knows, I have Google Home in my house in several places, and she heard me talking, and now she's explaining to me exactly where the location of Kroger's is in Grove City. So she must have heard me say something that sounded like the key word, and she heard me say Kroger, so she's explaining to me exactly where Kroger is. Oh, well, it's one of those nights.
Well, you know, it's really good to have a woman supporting you and right behind you to hold you up. So I really am feeling good about that. Thank you so much. KDHVX clear.
That's affirmative. Okay, it's about 8 o'clock. Do we have anybody checking in that forgot that tonight's meeting started at 7:30? Any additional check-ins at this time, please call Net Control, KD8IIB. I got my count done now, too, but remind everybody, like we do on the Wednesday night nets, if you have not registered in ARES Connect, please do so. And if you are registered, please remember to sign up for events. Although I hear from Holly that tonight's meeting is not in ARES Connect. I haven't verified that, but I hear that tonight's meeting is not in there to register your time. But if it gets in there, it'd be, I guess, 0.5 hours. And Cal, for your benefit, I got 27 check-ins and 30 minutes.
MW made comment at the end, but I didn't have him showing up earlier, so I have 28.
I thought I had AB8MW checked in. Let me look through my list real quick. Oh, maybe not. Okay, we'll go with that. We'll add AB8MW in there. And with no further business or check-ins, thanks everybody for coming to the meeting tonight. And we'll hear you on the net next week. And we'll go ahead and close this session of the Franklin County Emergency Service in-person meeting. Good night, everybody. 73, KDIIB.